So how do you know that someone is meant for you? How do you know that they are the one? What up, you beautiful listener? Welcome to my podcast, hence the name, Kevin's. Get it? My name is Kevin Miner, and I'm so excited to have you here with me today. It's just fair feedback from last episode, and I'm grateful for that. It did take me a while before I posted it because I re-listened and listened, and I was questioning myself, am I sending the right vibe? Are you getting the message? Am I out of my way? You know, that's what happens when you're not scripting your work, because I decided, you know what, I'm really going to open from my own experience, and you need to take these lessons and advice, though not from a professional. But yeah, we move on regardless. On other news though, my second podcast, Digital Dystopia, really doing well, still streaming. It's all about technology and how that's affecting young people. I'd advise you to go check it out. I have everything you need to know about it on the description of this podcast from wherever you're listening to this from. You can go check it out, please. It will really mean a lot to me. And then you can give me feedback on that as well. But I'm hoping you're good. Let's get into it. So how do you know that someone is meant for you? Or how do you see someone? Or how do you know that they are the one? So that's a very, very good question when you're talking about dating. And it's something that we always ask ourselves a lot. To answer this question, I'm going to start by first tracing back to my previous episode. If you're keen enough, there's a part where I said, I talked about really not having one person who is entirely meant for you. Like, there's no one person who was created, birthed, and put in the world, you know, only for you, right? And I know that might sound like, whoa, you know, it's okay. But like I said, be open-minded and just, you know, walk with me on this one. So there's no one person merely designated for you, okay? First of all, that's very entitled. But there is no one person merely designated to you. In fact, there are more people in this world who are more compatible with you than you know, or even more compatible with you than your current partner. That is a fact. And you have to agree with me on that. Like, there are more people in this world who are more or who are compatible with you than you know, or more compatible with you than even your current partner. You can go to the US, and this is an example I use. You can go to the US, and trust me, if you're very intentional about getting a partner, that's a very crucial word, a partner, trust me, you will go there and you'll find someone. You can go to Zanzibar, you can go to Turkana, and if you're very intentional, trust me, you will find someone there that you love and they love you back like crazy. There's a freedom that comes with that awareness. First of all, that you have the power to choose your partner. That's one thing. You know, you see leo stuff yati at the poster status, whoever sees it first, that is, it's not that just there. This is something that you have the power to choose. And when you understand that, then you see the logic when I say that really, there are more people in this world who are compatible with you than you know. The trick here is getting to choose that one person. And really, if you look at the world, really, that's why there are things like, you know, polygamy, various wives and one husband. It happens still now, and they live in harmony and peace, and they love each other and all sire children and fill the earth, right? Similarly, there is polyandry in places like India, really, where, you know, there's one woman and many husbands. These are things that are happening, and to some extent, out of people's own will, right? But also, if you look at maybe an extreme example, not very extreme, but one that I don't like talking about very much, but it's a reality, you'd find someone, maybe they got married, they were truly meant to be together, and then one of the partners, sadly, is wiped off from the face of the earth, right? They pass on. And you find this person is not, you know, does life still moves on, and they find someone else and they, you know, officiate their marriage or whatever, and they live happily ever after. It doesn't mean that since this person lost, you know, their previous, and yet they love them, that they cannot move on with this one. It only proves that really, in all honesty, there are more people in this world who are compatible to you or with you than you know. I don't know if it's true or with, I'll confirm later, but you get my point. And if you're still doubting what I'm saying, look at it this way. What if they're narcissists? What if they're just toxic people? You cannot look at a toxic person and say, you know what, you're so toxic, man. Like, you make me hurt all the time. Like, man, you just demean me. You belittle me. You beat me up. But, you know, since you're meant for me, I'm going to... No, you're not going to stay there. You're going to go find someone who is actually meant for you, who really values you. So, number one, you will never really know whether someone is meant for you. I know that contradicts everything, but really, you will never be certain to know that, you know, yeah, this is the one. You may never be from the outset of something. You may never be from the beginning of something. You may never be, because everything, I mean, from the time you're dating or courting, everything is by chance. So you may never truly know that this is the one for me. With that being said, though, there is this important point that you need to know. Wherever you are trying to question yourself, man, are they the one? Why am I feeling like I'm doubting? And then one thing you need to consider: energy precedes synergy. So that's something that I came up with and it sounded really dope. So energy precedes synergy. So energy is basically what in the streets they call vibe, right? You know, I'm vibing with you. So that's energy. Synergy, there's this book that I read, and I think I did a review. I'm not sure if I did a review here, but it's basically How to Think and Grow Rich. And one of the points that it says, it's people who are successful, or when you're thinking about success and, you know, accumulating money and growing and nini, you need to have you need to be a team player. And not just any kind of team player. You need to really have a group that is meant of people who think like you, who share in your vision. You know, everyone is very different and very distinct, but they share in your vision to some extent, right? And so when you guys come together, you produce or you establish some form of synergy. So synergy, in layman's terms, is basically 1 + 1 = 3, right? So you have one person who is maybe your boyfriend, and then you have you who come together. And then since you're so much vibing, you get to produce, first of all, your fruits and other fruits that, you know, you guys can eat off of. I like to say, and I think I talked about this, your partner should be an additive. You are just good as you are. And then you have this one person who just comes to accentuate that goodness. You know, they make it more beautiful, you know, like you can do without them. Yes, but they just accentuate it, man. They just make it look good. They just make you feel good. They just help you. It's like fuel. They fuel you to now whatever you want to achieve and whatever you want to be. And they appreciate you and they share in whatever you're doing. So it's synergy. 1 + 1 = 3, not 2, 3, meaning you both bring your expertise and you kind of bath something else. I hope that makes sense. So that's my first point, or that's my second point. Vibe precedes, you know, bind. I'm trying to rhyme things here, but really, energy precedes relationships, or energy precedes synergy. For as long as you meet someone and you're vibing, that should be the first sign that, wow, I think there's something more here. Like there's something, like there's potential for something greater. Like for as long as I'm feeling like we're, and you know, vibing really, it's not something that you define. Like, okay, so I've met you. So how do we vibe? How do we start vibing? Vibing is something that just precedes. And that's what I'm saying. It precedes. Like you'll feel it when you're talking to someone. There are people you talk to and you're like, bro, I don't want this conversation to end. The other people that you talk to and then you're, yeah, man. Yeah. You know those conversations? Yeah. Man, but ni life to start to fanya. Those go kwenye hakuna ka vibe. But there are those ones that, bro, it's like I have information after information. I have ideas. I have, that's vibing. So that's a very important point. Energy precedes synergy. Just remember that. For as long as you're vibing with someone, just keep them closer. Just keep them a little closer as you look into now this other point. Similarities. Now, I know all your life you've probably heard people saying opposites attract, which is okay. I respect that. And that is good. You know, you can still keep that bold idea. But the honest truth here is that you have to be more similar to someone than different. That is just a fact. Like, similarities almost give you an advantage than being opposites or having different kind of views. Difference is good to some extent because, again, you are distinct people. You cannot be, then it will be boring, you know. But there has to be certain similarities. And this is simply because you can never get someone to, you can never force someone, especially someone who's really mature, to, I don't know how to say this, but to vibe with what you vibe with. You get to appreciate what you appreciate, to see the importance in things that you see important. You might be someone who really loves spending and, you know, shopping and buying expensive clothes. There's someone who's really frugal. You're living with someone who's really frugal. Frugal just basically means that they really hold their money. Unajua wale watu wenye wanaweza tembea town ndio save 30 bob. Na wanatoka place kama sijui kutoka Westia di tower. Tembea tu ndio save 30 bob. That's a frugal person. It can be sometimes painful. But really frugal in a good way in terms of, like, you know, they hold their money. They just don't spend. Wana bangi tu nguo once in a while, or they never even buy clothes at all, and unless maybe zimewaacha ama they're torn, or, you know, they need some repair or something. Like, that's a frugal person. Yet you, wewe, every weekend, you know, lazima ushike kakitu. You know, in terms of clothes, not any other kakitu. Guys, kindly focus. Like, you need to spoil yourself. You see, to that extent, now, if you look into the future, and you still maintain those same behaviors, both of you mtakuwa na friction. Kwa sababu, you want to spend, because you believe in, you know, self-spoiling. I don't know if it's self-love, but self-spoiling. The other person, their self-love is on a different level. It's self-conserving and saving, but you want to self-spoil. Now, if you're trying to live together with such a person, then there is some form of, you know, friction, tension, and everything. You need to be very similar to some degree, whereby you guys agree, okay, this is how financial looks like. This is how we believe financial looks like. This is how religiously we believe. Because that is also something very important. Like, this is how religiously we are at. You know, we believe in this. We probably go to this same church. If that is something that is possible. But this is something that we believe. You know, in terms of, you know, even having kids, this is something that we agree on. Right? In terms of whatever, you guys, like, agree on stuff. Right? Like, you guys are similar or at a much greater front than you are different. After that now, after umeona umsee man, you're vibing, and then tumekwambia, man, I love this type of movies, and then, no way. Unataka kuniambia hata wewe unapenda Nigerian movies? Man! After that, you have your similarity in check. Now, you start asking yourself, how do I feel when I'm with this person? Right? Vibing is okay. Obviously, I feel great. But really, how do I feel? You know, there's always, like, questions. Like, sometimes when someone makes you mad, you ask yourself, okay, did this person make me mad? And then the first answer might be like, yes, of course they made me mad, man. And then you ask yourself, did they really make me mad? You know, like, really now, here's where now you really let your guard down to some extent. Or in a good way. Like, I know, letting your guard down is... Like, in a good way. Like, you allow to be influenced by your thoughts in a good way. And then you ask, do they really made me mad? And then now you start saying, okay, no. To be honest, I'm the one actually who started the fight at first. So, watch it when you ended in one beer. You know? So, here you're asking yourself the same type of questions. Like, how do I feel to this person? Obviously, because of love, because you're infatuated, you'd be like, man, they're the one for me. Atasioni zoma red flags. Then you ask yourself, how do I really feel with this person? Like, yo, okay, like, let's think about how do I really feel with this chile? Now, the essence here is really, if you feel extremely comfortable with this person, then that is a great addition. Comfortable. Now, I don't know how to explain this because it's a feeling. Just like vibing is a feeling, comfort is another feeling. The people you feel comfortable, and this word, but this word, by the way, echo in quotes, because comfortable means something that you might not expect. Now, comfortable is like this. This person makes you feel like you can be yourself. Most of the time when people say you can be yourself, the first thought is always, man, soon as a nyamba mbeleo mse, ah, nice. You know, soon as if I love drinking, I can do it because, you know, I'm being myself. Being yourself doesn't mean that you focus on your vices or on your bad habits. Being yourself simply means, in this context, that they make you feel or realize that you're more than you even seem to be. You know, when someone makes you feel like, oh my goodness, like this is what I deserve. Like, man, like you make it seem so clearer. Like, when I'm with you, I feel like I need to be a better person. Not perhaps even for my sake, but for your sake. That is the feeling of comfort. And I know it might contradict because then it'd be like, man, I'm feeling pressure to be someone better because of them. You know, you get the point here. It's like you challenge to be better person. Perhaps not necessarily for me because, man, with me left alone, I might be a bit careless. But I do it at the very least, for your sake. I use the word comfort because it makes you a better person. And in the long run, being a better person in your own self not only increases your value, but it makes you a better partner. So you feel comfortable in the essence that you can really be yourself. And when I say, and again, I'm repeating, being yourself doesn't mean that now you are careless, that you're so unjudged. Yes, I'm being myself. We have grown up with that kind of thing. At least you be yourself, man. Like someone tells you, it's going to pressure, be yourself. And then, I'm being myself. I can drink as much as I want. I'm being myself. I can smoke. No, all these things we learn, they are not you, right? Your true self is someone even that you perhaps you've never met. And when someone else makes you see that or like affirms that, then bro, what are you waiting for? Kindly call a priest and, you know, start saying vows. Like, bro, let's just do this thing and get to work. You know, that's what I mean when I say comfortable. They make you realize who you are. They make you find yourself, you know. Doesn't mean that they are your rehab, but they simply affirm what you already know, but maybe you never take seriously because of how the world is crazy and all that. So they make you feel comfortable. If you've not understood, just rewind, listen again, and then you'll get my point. And then, now it goes to my other point, which is probably my last point, because I'm just coming up with this stuff as I go. But when you start realizing that when you think of your future, you tend to see this person in it. Positively, let me just add that for the sake of, you know, not to wakifikiria ingine na kwanga tu negative. So you always find yourself seeing this person when you think about your future, and even more important, like when you can literally see a future with this person, that's even more important. Unajua, there's a time you might think of your future, a future, and then to appear hapo, maybe as a secretary, maybe you've hired them. No, you're not. Like, you can see a future with them. Now, this might sound very obvious, but trust you me, there's a time I was interviewing random people. I just love asking people questions. And I remember, it was not even an interview, just a question like, obviously, are you dating? Most were like, yeah, complicated, you know, it's an entanglement. And I would ask them, do you see would you marry the person you're with right now? Like, do you see yourself marrying the person you're with right now? And trust you me, more than 50% say no. Like, what? How? Why would you even think of that right now, bro? Chill, no, never. That's just an obvious clue. That's like the first clue, bro. Like, run, you know, run. Whoever, just run. But when you can start seeing a future with someone, then it kind of affirms in you that truly, bro, I think this is it. You know, and seeing a future really is, imagine your future preference. Man, I'm trying to look for words. Like, what would your ideal future look like? You know, sometimes we grow into better people. And some ways, maybe if I can give you a tip, if you want to live your life every day somewhat, you know, like always the drive, think of yourself, always chase the person who is 10 years far from you. Always chase yourself 10 years far or 5 years far. That means you always work towards the person you want to be. Always work towards who you want to be. You might never reach that person, but you will always grow, get better. It's like when people say, you know, you can never be perfect, but there is no problem trying. Because really, you will be better than good. Get my point? So it's the same thing. Like if you can imagine and envision your ideal future and see this person, like they would actually make sense to be put in that composition of wifey or husbandy or soulmate or partner, then that's like, bro, let's grab on to this one. Let's grab on to this one. Because remember, again, it's a partnership. And that's what people tend to forget. It's not merely about love. There's a lot of things involved. And I remember, I don't know if I gave this example last time, but really, I mean, I've been in situations, by the way, whereby, you know, you first of all, you vibe with someone and vibing in regards to like, man, I just feel like I love them. I just want to see them every day. And then you both find yourself in the same position. And you're like, all right, so you just get into a relationship. Like, whoa, chill. All right. It's one thing that we feel or we think we love each other. It's another to get into a relationship, man. It's a whole other thing, because it's not merely just about love. If I'm attracted, if I'm loving you just because of the way you look, trust me, after 8 months in the same bed with you, waking up every day to your morning face, I might get tired, because my foundation or my basis for loving you was not the right one. So remember, similarity is very key, and similarity really goes above and beyond. Do these people even have principles and values that you uphold? You know, I dare sometimes tell people, you know, if you're uncertain, just write things that you'd want your partner to have. And it's not like a beauty, which that's another, you can write if you want. But really, focus on the principles and the core values of someone. How kind are they to people? If that's something that you hold important, write them down. And then really look at a person. They might not fill all the boxes, but if they can do 50% and above, close 60, 70%, bro, then you know that's the right person. Like that, to you, is similarity. Similarity might not be at since I love the same movie, they also love the same movie. Really, no. And that's it, really. You want someone who accentuates your values. You are good at making money, but you need someone who can help you save money. That, to some extent, is similarity. Similarity can be that. You're good at making money. You just need someone who can help you save money, who can always remind you, yo, chill, you know, let's put this money this way. You, both of you are money-minded. It's just on different levels. One of you can make it, and another one can conserve or reinvest or sustain it or, you know, keep encouraging or save it. That's the word. So those are my four points for you. Honestly, they're very obvious. If you think about them, you probably know them, but they would always make sense when you kind of verbalize them and, you know, just think about them deeply. A reminder, I'm not a professional, so you can take my advice or leave it. Honestly, I appreciate you listening. If you have any more ideas, feel free to share with me. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to learn as well. Yeah, as we prep ourselves for adulting, or if some of us are already there, but as we grow to be better adults, that's the essence. And life is for the living. That's a cliche statement, but it's very important. Life is for the living. You not usema, man, maisha ni ngumu, maisha yako ndio ngumu. Always personalize it. Unajua, I'm broke. Ama kuna pesa. Zini, mimi sina pesa. There are people out here living. And life is different for everyone. But when you take charge of yours, then, man, things start to look up. So thank you for listening thus far. I hope those tips have helped you. And I'm hoping to see you here next time. Remember, check out my other podcast, Digital Dystopia. An amazing podcast. Remember, tag me on your IG stories. Tag me at Kevin's_pod. That's Kevin's Pod. And Mind of Mind is my personal page. Just tag me, because that is very important. Just tell other people who have been postponing listening that, yo, there's real gems here. Just give it a chance. And that goes, man, it does a lot. It does just a lot for me. Yeah, so don't keep it as your little secret. Share and tell a friend to listen. And yeah, that would be too good. Until next time, boys. Until next time, thank you so much. Thank you.